USA Radio News.
President Trump and the First Lady were met with protesters as they arrived at the Pittsburgh synagogue where 11 worshipers were killed last Saturday.
Turn your back and follow the march.
Tariya Hamilton, mourning the loss of his good friend Cecil Rosenthal, says President Trump should have stayed away.
I think he should have not came today. I think he should have sent his daughter. I think he should have just waited until after everything calms down.
There were funerals for four of the victims on Tuesday. There'll be services from now until Friday for all 11 people killed in the shooting rampage. The president and the first lady arrived after the funerals and lit candles for each of the victims in the synagogue's vestibule. After that, at a makeshift memorial of the Stars of David outside, the couple laid white roses as well as stones for each of the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A national jewelry chain that's based in Long Island is now being accused of scamming U.S. service members. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harris Jewelry is a national chain that's based on New York's Long Island, and it has retail stores on or near military bases all across the country. Now, New York has filed a lawsuit against Harris, claiming the company uses false and deceptive methods to dupe U.S. military members into illegal financing contracts for overpriced merchandise. Attorney General Barbara Underwood says Harris used its Operation Teddy their charitable donations campaign to lure service members into the high-priced in-house financing contracts. It alleges Harris marks up jewelry between 600 and 1,000% over wholesale and then adds a nearly 15% interest rate to those contracts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A four-star general weighs in on the president's latest move to combat an immigrant caravan that's making its way from southern Mexico to the United States. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The Pentagon announced they are sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The troops will be helping to build fencing, assist Border Patrol agents in hotspots, and provide support as the government braces for the migrant caravan heading towards the United States. I had a chance to chat with retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal. He also has a new book all titled Leaders, Myth and Reality, and I asked him about the president sending troops to the border.
Whenever you use the U.S. military, there is a practical side of it, and then there is a symbolic part of it. You know, they announce we're sending 5,000 troops to the border. It almost sounds like we're going to relieve the Alamo or we're going to defend the borderline. And if that's what we're going to do and we're going to shoot the migrants when they come, then that's one sort of mental picture people get. And so to use our military in something like that always carries great risks of symbolizing something we don't want our nation or our military to be. So I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in very overt way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.